have a scandal that could rock Q West.
Bloodline's back. Fuck yeah!
You're asking me what's wrong with me. You two guys are fucking being awful. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. Look at all of us here. Look at Ghetto.
How you stankin'?
Look at Wall.
How you stankin'?
And look at Q.
Hello.
Look at me. We're all here. Now what? First, right out of the gate, I have a scandal that could rock Q West 2 and possibly prevent Q West 3.
Okay. Wow. Right? Let's get it out there then into the world.
I need you guys to look at something and tell me what you see.
All right.
Can you see that, Walt?
I do.
What do you see there?
What am I looking at?
Looking at a picture. What do you see in that picture, though?
I see Get Him.
Right.
I see Get Him. Is that his dad?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
That's what I'm wondering.
What's he got in his hand there?
I really thought your beard was cut off. I thought that was you.
Oh, you thought that was me in the background?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I just thought your beard was
After all my hard work, I look like Get Him. Right. Get Him, would you like to explain? You got it up there.
Oh,
this is the video.
Is the idea that this man, this beloved gentleman, is just recording
the guy who got nothing but compliments.
Is creeping?
Is creeping, yeah.
Wow, that can't be. We have to be misreading this.
It runs in the family, though.
You haven't explained to the listeners who have no visual what's going on?
I haven't. So we're looking at a picture of three lovely ladies with Get Him and his dad lurking in the background. Seems to be just there by happenstance, but
we were on our way out. We were on our way back to our place.
Okay,
we had done the butterfly thing and then came back. So what I think happened is when we were going through the butterfly after we saw Megan and everything, MJ had come through like the opposite way, so he had seen her passing him. And now that he's at the brunch place, he's seeing her like in all her glory.
Right. So he liked her.
I think so. Yeah.
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 Well, she's pretty hard not to like.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah.
But is this something that will ripple?
Well, no.
Q-wash?
I'm going to tell you why. Because part of the reason that she's gorgeous, obviously, so that makes her notable. But she is dressed in a cosplay style costume.
Cosplay style, I'll agree to that.
And
scantily clad,
but that's all right because that was what it was Rogue in the Savage Land, and that's what she looked like then. So you know, if you're walking around in full comic book costume,
you gotta expect it.
I think people are allowed to take pictures. I mean, come on, you know.
I mean, she's taking a picture here on the one side.
Right, he's definitely has it aimed at her ass. It's a different kind of picture.
No, it's not aimed at her ass. Come on. Don't say
you
that.
Don't you see that lens telescoping?
He wishes he had a telescope.
You don't have to point him at the ass these days. Cameras are so good, you could just take a photo and zoom in later.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so he might not know that. I think she's in costume, man. Like,
I think he was mostly taking it like to send like back to – like his friends, like, this is what I'm seeing in Key West.
Yeah, that's all right. Come on, man.
And, I mean,
you can't have, like, a knockout walking around dressed like Rogue from Savage Land and not have a guy take a picture or two.
And if I'm being totally honest, I'm sure she loves it. She loves it.
Yeah, it's totally fine. That's great. They talked me into going into the, you know, I haven't been on Reddit in years at this point, and it's been probably a decade since I've been on Facebook. And Jiggy kept telling me, he's like, you should go into Reddit, you should go into Facebook, you should see people are really happy about it, it'll make you feel good. Mm-hmm. I was like, I am not going onto Reddit under any fucking conditions or circumstances. I will never go onto Reddit again in my life. But I did lock into Facebook to look to the QS group.
Right.
And oh man, it really did make me feel good. People had a great time.
Good.
Yeah. Not a single nasty comment about anybody. Really? Everybody was supportive and friendly, and like everybody was just like enjoying the thing that they all loved together. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lied down, and I won't ever go back. But you know, right. But it was
as long as you see the good stuff.
I just saw the good stuff, dipped my toe, I got out. That was that. Mm-hmm. But I'm really glad everybody had a good time.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you for the kind words, Internet.
That's a rarity these days.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for all – I haven't been on Reddit in a long time. It could have changed.
Right.
No. Everybody's shaking their head. Okay. Why continue to go, guys?
And there's MJ with Johnny Law.
Johnny Law.
With her husband. There she is, Walt, in her full rogue outfit. Get him dad within his rights to take a picture of that?
Yeah. You know, she's out in public.
Out in public. He's sporting it around. She doesn't want people to not look.
No.
Yeah.
No. And God bless her.
Need more rogues out there.
Oh, come
need
on. More MJs. Man. Just do your part, people. yeah, beautiful.
Now, I noticed today Walt's very distracted.
Yeah, what's going on in here?
I don't know. What's going on over here?
You're very quiet. You're staring at the floor.
No, he's not. He's looking at his phone.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Oh, so you are staring at the floor.
Yeah. No, I was staring at these rubber fidget balls.
Right.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? I wasn't. I wasn't there. I don't have really much to weigh in on what on the
on a get him gotcha
that
creep.
You're trying to.
This is gotcha journalism. You're not fucking lending to it. It's supposed to be different. It's supposed to be like we got him. Now we cancel him next.
Yeah, it's get him's dad. Though. I don't want to cancel. What a crew! What a crew!
Yeah, good people.
Good people.
So
what the fuck happened this week?
What do you mean?
Anything to talk about in the world?
I don't know, which is why I brought some banter topics and what would you do if.
Okay.
That kind of stuff, because I don't have any real life shit. I don't look at the news.
Yeah.
Rarely go to social media at all, if at all anymore.
You went to a bachelor party?
Yes, we did go to a bachelor party.
How was that?
That's right,
never
because it was a week ago. Oh, yeah, you're right. We didn't.
Yeah.
The bachelor party was pretty decent, I would say.
Okay.
I got down there. Well, we got down there. It was, let's see, it was me, Walt. Well, there were the elders. It was me, Walt, Frank, and Sunday Jeff. And then the youngsters were not Get'em. He didn't show up.
Why?
Get'em canceled out. You got to ask him.
I was still sick from Key West. I had a massive headache.
Okay. Yeah, so he didn't go. So we had Jimmy. We had Chuck, who went and got matching tattoos.
With Jimmy?
Jimmy and Chuck got matching tattoos, nice. Yeah.
They got – it was touching. They got art by Tim Cronin.
Oh, get out of here.
The registrar clerk.
Well, that is pretty nice.
Yeah. Art of the Baron.
And it was kind of sad when I asked Chuck, you know, why he chose to get that artwork. And it was like he said he didn't get to know Tim all that well. And this would serve as a reminder to always try to get to know somebody, you know, in case you don't get that opportunity.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad all around when you're getting a tattoo of somebody who's no longer with us, but that even made it more. It's also, I mean, it's sad, but it's also wise.
Is it? Is everybody worth getting to know?
No.
Tim was.
No, I mean,
Tim was.
Because once if you get to know him, at least if you want to distance yourself, at least you know why.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right, I see. Yeah, look, Chuck's an emotional guy, you know.
He's not the only one that got it. Jimmy got it as well.
Yeah, but
Jimmy's
knew
an emotional
him.
Guy too.
Did Jimmy know Tim or Jimmy?
They both, I think, knew him as much as as both of them. I mean, they only knew him from meeting him from Tell Him Steve Dave events.
Yeah. Jimmy's got a lot of tattoos, so I don't think it really matters when he gets a random.
That's
one.
Chuck's first tattoo.
That's what I mean. Like
he didn't tell his girlfriend either.
Uh-oh. Is she finding out right now?
Oh, she found out probably the next day after the – why, you think that's bad?
Oh, no, I don't think it's bad. I was trying to make it worse for Chuck, that's all.
Yeah, that's the picture.
There it is.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was Chuck's first tattoo, which I thought was also very
– Yeah.
It warmed my heart. It definitely made me go like, wow, that's absolutely touching and – very heartfelt, though, for the reason behind it was because it serves as a reminder, you know, maybe you take the time to get to know somebody because they might not always be around. You might not have that opportunity.
Yeah, but some people you're happy to see go.
Like Walt says,
you're asking me what's wrong with me. You like, two guys are fucking being awful.
Well, you're like, well, most people aren't worth knowing.
Yeah, but at least we're talking.
Some things are left better unsaid.
Oh, you think we're supposed to, everybody out there believes that everybody's worth getting to know? I think, if anything, that the last decade or so has taught us is that a lot of people's opinions shouldn't be heard or taken seriously in any way, shape, or form.
It's the quiet guys like Tim that are worth getting to know.
So the alternative is get to know no one then?
No, but you know, trust your instincts. You know?
I don't think it was instincts that made them not get to know him better. I just think it was circumstances.
Sure.
He's a bit older. They're doing – you know, their circles are different. And when they came to be in the same room with him, you know, they enjoyed their time spent with him, but they didn't – they felt like maybe we could have did more together. We wish we had more time to do more things together. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Some memories. Yeah.
So Rupert was there.
Okay.
Steve and Anthony from Reviewing History.
Mm-hmm. Were both Tom.
There. Tom was there. Got to sit next to Tom. Talked to Tom a bit.
How'd that go?
Pretty well.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah, great. I like Tom. And I guess probably the standout moment of the night was the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
What happened in the bathroom?
So I went to the bathroom and Walt followed shortly.
It's a very
after.
Fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
It was over $1,000. It was $1,200 bill.
For how many people?
I don't know.
10? Probably 10. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not cheap.
No,
it was not cheap.
It was this
sticker
price.
I would have put
like,
it as like very pricey.
Maybe we're not in your tax bracket, son.
10 people drinking alcohol and eating food?
I don't know. How many people drank?
I don't know.
I think
if
Steve had
drank
a glass of wine, maybe.
At a steakhouse? It just feels like that's like $100 a person, sounds about right. No.
Yeah.
I felt it was the most expensive hamburger I ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I had to pay, it was a $100 hamburger for me.
That's a lot.
$100
Yeah. Well, in all fairness, you handed over that $100 very graciously.
Well, I had to pay for Jimmy's meal.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to put in, and then you put in the tip. It was $100, wasn't it?
Came to
$100. It was very close.
Nice size burger, I got to say. It was a 1-pound burger. Like, couldn't eat the whole thing.
I couldn't eat the whole thing. It was so big.
Look at Sunday Jeff.
Sunday Jeff with his pointing at the camera. Always keep it special.
I mean, at this point, should Frank Five just get an apartment here or something?
He wants to, but the real estate in New Jersey is keeping him from getting that getaway house.
That pied-à-terre, what do they call it? look at Rub.
There he is.
Nice.
I think Rub is supposed to organize it, right? And was it Rub that was
– did organize it.
Rub did organize it?
Yeah. Did a great job.
Mm-hmm. He did do a great job. It was fun. So anyway, there's this bathroom in the place. Like Walt says, I would call it high-end for
in
sure.
In the steakhouse?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how fancy would you put it? I'm putting it at a 10.
What's the name of the steakhouse?
Homestead Steakhouse in the Borgata.
Okay, I've stayed. I've
as far
there.
As places I've gone to, I'd put it at 10.
Okay.
It's not a 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's not a 10.
No?
What
do we got for a 10? Maybe I haven't been there yet.
Having eaten all over the world and at steakhouses all across this great land, I would say the original old Homestead in Manhattan – probably an 8. The one in AC, 7, 8. Yeah, great. Which is great. Like that's
right.
Not.
Still
I
think
you got to reserve. I got to get a reserve the 9, 10s for like the places that we'll never eat at.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I don't think we're
we're not there.
It was a 10 in my lifetime.
Sure. Yeah.
For my experience, my life experiences.
I think the highest we'll ever be in is an 8 in our lives.
No, I just told you I was at a 10.
I know, but I'm talking real world statistics. So.
But you won't go to another steakhouse for another until the next person gets married, probably.
Yeah, but it's great. Old Homesteads, they're great. Is it the family style they do there, or it's not? It's individual plates, right?
Individual plates, but family style appetizers. Yeah. Or not appetizers, sides, sorry.
Right.
So there's a bathroom, and I went into it, and there was a guy in there in a urinal.
Mm.
And
hot.
What I notice is – the first thing I notice is that the bowl is unencumbered by any sort of cubicle. So it's just a bowl sitting there.
And it's deucing?
Nobody's deucing.
Oh, okay.
I went into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Same thing. A guy at a urinal and another guy just kind of fixing his hair in a mirror. And so I just went over and washed my hands, you know, because I wanted to – because I was going to eat. I was just going in to wash my hands and have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
So there was three people in the bathroom. But I didn't notice
toilet. Oh, that's it?
No, no.
Oh, that looks like fucking hell on earth.
That was the bathroom I ran against where I used to go drink.
Yeah, that makes more sense. That looks like something I'd wake up in a Saw movie.
I didn't notice the toilet in the corner, you know, just out in the open.
Right.
I didn't notice. I had to be told about it as the towards the end of the meal. They were like, what'd you think of that? And I was just like, what'd I think of what? That there was no stall. That you just go to the bathroom.
Right.
You do number two in front of everybody. And I was like, no, you out of your mind. And I went in, I looked. And lo and behold, yeah, this fucking place had a toilet. Where right. you do the most personal thing you could do on the planet, where you clean up the most like you don't want anybody to ever see the way you
no.
do that, like the no. way you
watch
clean
me
up.
Wipe. Yeah, nobody wants
eye
that.
Contact. It was
right out in the open.
It was the only toilet in the room.
It was the only toilet in the restaurant.
It was the only toilet, room. Only men's room in the restaurant, and there was a women's room, female room. There was a women's room right next to it. And so I walked in and to get confirmation that the buzz amongst the table was accurate, that there was no stall
wow.
in the bathroom.
Maybe they ripped out the old stall this week and they're putting in the new one next week.
And I'm like, I can't – no. I wasn't – the way you're just like, maybe – I was more like bamboozled. I was like – I demanded an answer because I'm like, how the fuck can the Board of Health think that this is proper?
So you asked the manager?
I went to the next closest thing to the manager.
Right. And it was tossed around for a while before we finally found out what the deal was.
Okay.
Yeah, because I felt the same way. Like when I went in to wash my hands, there was a guy taking a piss in there and his girlfriend was waiting for him outside. And like when I opened the door, she's like, there's just a toilet in there?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's weird, isn't it? She was, yeah, it is weird. So I got back to the table, you know, Walt went and he checked it out. And then he asked the guy, the waiter, he's yeah. like, you know, what is the deal? Like, why in a place like this is there just a toilet sitting out there in the open? And the guy
– the way he looked at me was right. as if I asked him like
– would you like to see me use the toilet?
He looked at me like, with the most perplexed, stupefied look you could ever have on your face.
Yeah.
You know, like bamboozled to say the least. And he's like, what? And I was like, bro, have you ever been in the bathroom? I was like, let's go in right now. And explain to me.
Hold my hand.
Verbatim.
And explain to me why the hell you guys don't have walls around, a door no. around this. He goes, and he just shakes his head. He goes, I'm not allowed in the men's room here. I said, but that's not possible that they don't have a stall around. It's not possible. Yeah. And I go, let's go. And he goes, and then he says something to the long story short. He goes, that's a one person bathroom. You got that when you go in the bathroom, you lock the door behind you. He goes, there's one urinal, there's one toilet. He goes, it's not for three people at a time. He goes,
okay.
So the most simple answer escaped everybody at the table.
Right.
That was a one person right. bathroom.
Yeah. I failed to notice the lock.
Okay, so it was that small of a bathroom? It was urinal, toilet?
No, it was just so fancy a restaurant. The bathroom was too big, and in your head, you couldn't accept
threw you off.
That this would be a bathroom for one person.
Yeah.
Like coming from this such meager
so
origins
now,
as I come from, I can't imagine having ever using a bathroom
opulence.
This size.
Sure.
Yeah.
So in retrospect, was the person that was in there when you walked in alarmed that people were walking in?
No one seemed alarmed, but I will say this on retrospect when I thought back to it, there was three guys hanging out in front of the bathroom and I walked right past them and they looked at me weird. And I have to – now that I realize that I was cutting the line.
Yeah, you were cutting the line.
There's room for all of us.
Come on, boys.
Well, he told me it was like – I was almost ashamed of myself for not yeah. figuring that out. Coming on the heels of so many other things, where I'm like, man, I wonder if I'm losing my edge. Like, I might be getting a little soft in the head, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm having to ask my daughter to do things and
like what?
Just on my phone, things that I can't fucking get right. And I'm like, can you do this? Yeah. And she does it in 2 seconds. And so I'm like, yeah, am I getting to that point where I'm like,
I think you are.
Yeah, where. You know, the
VCRs.
I think we all
the VCR
are.
Has like everything's a VCR. Like the way my parents treated a VCR.
Yeah.
Now I'm treating everything like a VCR.
Mm. It's my VCR box.
You're not keeping up because it's moving. You're good with what you have, and everything's moving so fast.
Yeah, and then I'm also not taking the time. I'm just kind of like barging in and bumbling into something, and I'm automatically assuming that my POV is the correct POV, not that this must be a bathroom that has no stall.
I can only see it one way.
Yeah. It's outrageous, yeah, that I thought it was. But then again, yeah, a lot of the table did too. They didn't realize
that's what
it.
I mean. Like,
I don't know. I walked around today before I came here with my hollering for work. Where the fuck are my keys? Where are my goddamn keys? They're in my pocket. They're in my pocket the whole time for 10 minutes. I'm roaming around. Wow, what jacket was I wearing yesterday?
God
what?
Damn it.
Where? Yes. Oh, my God. The word God damn it is said so many times in my house.
I did that the other night. I had one flashlight in my neck and one flashlight in my pocket. And I'm going around looking for my other flashlight. And I went upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs. And I, yeah.
Yeah. It's just going to – it's happening.
It's happening, man.
It's happening.
My
it's
favorite.
Embrace it.
My favorite moment of the evening, though, happened very, very early on. We had just gotten out of the car, me, Sunday, and Frank, and we were getting into the elevator to go down to the casino and from the parking garage. And there was this group of four or five 20-something ladies dressed to the nines.
Can you help me with my phone?
You know, very dressed up, sure. And you smell the perfume. Yeah. You know, they were out for a gal's night out.
Hot Saturday night in AC.
And we get in the elevator, and Sunday goes, "You guys getting in?" And they were like,
"Ew."
They're like, "No, no, no, we'll wait." And the door closed, and I wish everybody could live in Sunday Jeff's head, and the way he just perceives things is – it's childlike. It's absolutely
beautiful.
Healthy.
Innocent.
It's right. The most healthy way, like POV on things that you can imagine. He turned to us and giggled and was like, they don't want to get in a fucking elevator with a bunch of hoodlums. And I was like like with no sense of irony, he absolutely 100% meant it.
If only.
It's turning an action figure to Suncoast Video 30 years ago. It makes you a hoodlum. That's so funny.
An LL Bean.
Oh, he's got his LL Bean fleece pullover.
Oh my God, a reader's on his head.
his Batman ring. New Balance.
Your reaction is how I was. Yeah. I was like, I think it might be the fact they just don't want to get any old people smell on them.
The stank of old.
The joke's on them because, like, they had the chance to get in the elevator with an actual living legend. And they didn't. They judged a book by its cover. Holy fuck.
My favorite moment of the whole night was him.
Fun-loving criminals.
Yeah, right.
And he meant it.
Yeah, he meant it.
He meant it. He was just like, hey, they don't want to get on an elevator with a bunch of hoodlums.
Now, did you correct him?
Oh, or, yeah.
I would think so.
I was like, bro. Was
hit the stop button on the elevator. Like this, yeah.
Hold on a second. Yeah. What did you just say?
Is there an emergency? No, I got to explain something to
hoodlums. Jeff. Hoodlums. Oh, my God. Those are the cleanest, newest New Balance sneakers I've ever seen in my entire life.
Frank's in khakis with a black polo and black sneakers to match.
Oh, my God. I mean, look. Jimmy the hair guy, maybe you can make the argument. I mean, he's wearing a Slim Shady t-shirt and a Juggalo shorts.
I told Jeff that their comment back to him was like, no, that's okay. If in the definition, like what they really meant to say, if you were to decipher that in 20-something-year-old speak, was ew, no.
Oh man,
here's you're too rough and tough for us gals.
You know how like every once in a while you get like a Four Color Demon member who gets like a title, like he should be the hoodlum, Four Color Demon hoodlum, the official
hoodlum.
Yeah, he's just been promoted.
You know, my brother's in a band.
Yeah.
And the whole way up, too, he's telling me about his system.
Yeah.
And
For gambling?
For gambling. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sit by your side. I'm going to learn this system. I said, okay, what do you say? I'm done. When he finally tapped out.
Yeah.
And said he was done gambling. I was like, okay, so the system is – so let me see if I get this straight. The system is lose $80 within 5 minutes and then call it a night?
Oh, yeah, fuck you, Mr. Big Nuts. I haven't seen you bet anybody yet. Go ahead. Let's show me how it's done. Oh, that's great. These casinos are built on guys with systems.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I called it the I don't want to use his last name, but you know his last name. It begins with an S. So yeah. It was like the blank system.
The Sunday that's system.
Yeah, oh,
there he is. The hoodlum.
Yeah.
I walked by and Anthony was he got three blackjacks in a row, and I was like, God, this guy knows what he's doing. He has a system. Then I walked away, and he was like, those are the only three hands I won. Otherwise, and who was playing somebody was trying to play – was it Tom trying to play craps with Rupp?
No, that was Rupp trying to teach me how to play craps.
Trying to teach you.
And yeah, it was a little bit beyond me.
Yeah.
He also – I was like, okay, so let me see if I get these rules straight. You blow $100 within 7 minutes and walk away muttering and cursing. And I go, okay, got it.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, you said while other tables nearby are hooting and hollering.
Yeah, other tables are fucking going nuts. There's high fives. There's fucking backflips.
Yeah. What a crew. This picture is amazing. To think that a bunch of hot 20-year-old girls would look at this crew.
And not jump in the elevator.
If this crew was on fire, they wouldn't spit on us.
I mean, look at – zoom in on Frank's face. Frank 5. Could you imagine a girl looks up and somebody's looking at her across the room like that?
You understand why Mary's with him.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, a lot of money was lost that weekend.
Yeah, did anyone win?
Frank won.
Frank won some?
Yeah.
Nice. Right. You guys went the one night?
I didn't even stay.
Chuck stayed over, Jimmy stayed over, and Rupp stayed over.
Okay.
Everybody else
strip club home. Action, or is this straight up?
No strippers allowed.
Allowed? Who's making that rule?
Who do you think? Who's going to tell Jimmy no strippers allowed and he's going to listen? Aside from Walt.
Yeah. So that was my answer. That was it. That was Michelle?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that she wouldn't.
Well, there's a backstory to it.
There always is with Jimmy. Yeah. There always is.
I think Jimmy was caught looking at a little bit too much.
So nobody can have fun because Jimmy.
Well, we could have had fun. We just couldn't bring Jimmy with us.
Yeah.
But from what I understand.
Well, in lieu of the strippers, I mean, come on. I think Jeff's there.
Right.
That's his one bachelor party that he's going to attend in his lifetime.
Yeah.
And he chose that one. I mean.
And you
that's
don't.
Better than Tata's.
but why is he got to – Sonny Jeff want to go to a strip club, I guess.
I don't know if he wouldn't have, but it wouldn't have mattered though because Jimmy had the decree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But from what I heard was that Michelle was surprised with a stripper at her bachelorette party.
Well, well, well.
Uh-huh. Now, I don't know if Jimmy knows that. Maybe this is the first time he's hearing it, but
– Well, also she knows how to act.
Yeah.
So
I think she probably acted reserved and respectable.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Wasn't going nuts.
What a crew.
And look how happy Jimmy is in this picture, too. He wouldn't be any happier at a strip club.
No, no. And if we did, Tom would have had to get an emergency second vasectomy if he was going to go to a strip club.
Yeah, ruin his pants. Yeah, for sure.
Whoa, what is this?
I think that's her stripper.
All right, that's a gag stripper?
I think they went to it's some kind of almost like a Jim Rose circus type thing where there were guys like this and fire guy.
So that's not really
a variety.
But I don't know if that was the stripper. I don't know if that was the guy. I can't say for sure.
That was where was that in Key West?
No, I don't. I think this was in Philadelphia. Philly. Yeah. It says.
You see guys like that just walking down the street in Key West.
Yeah.
In thongs?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Really?
I mean, especially around Fantasy Fresh. Yeah, you're definitely going to see that. It's one of my most vivid memories of Key West is me and Q walking down the street. The two dragons, these two gay guys in these with dragon wings on.
I have
a
photo of it somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah, somewhere I have it.
And green thongs. tearing down the street because they were late to something.
I know exactly where it was, right near the Green Parrot.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Right. I know. Every time I pass that street corner, I'm like, there were the dragons. There be dragons
there
here.
There be dragons, yeah. And they were running down the street. They were late for something. And me and Q looked at each other like, what the fuck?
Butt cheeks are wiggling.
Yeah. We were like, yeah, that was our first.
I mean, we just got into town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like an early impression of Key West.
Right. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, right. There.
If I could put you, though, in a week. Yeah. A week in that kind of mindset that Sunday has, would you want to go there? Or would you like, no, or would you be too dangerous? Because, like, I would love to live in a world where, like, he's that.
Delusional?
Like, I don't know. Delusional, positive, just.
Well, look it on the sunny side.
Yeah.
Sunny side.
Yeah. I'm going to extract every bit of cynicism out of your soul. Would you want to live like that? I would.
I don't know. I mean,
it's only for a week it would be good.
A bachelor party would be fun. You know what I mean? To go through life that way? I don't know.
But you'd also be convinced to make questionable returns and don't forget his habit of collecting.
Yeah. No, I don't think so, because you still got to be part of a society. You know what I mean? You can't be walking around thinking that constantly.
Now, are you – in this picture, Walter, are you hunching down a little bit to hide your face? Because there's no way you're not taller than Jimmy, and his whole head is obscuring half your face there.
That's probably my – I'm just as tall as Chuck, just as tall as Tom, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you do have a habit of closing your eyes or hiding your face or wearing a Baron mask in pictures.
Yeah. What a crew. What a fucking crew this is.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, it really looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Sad I missed it.
I heard WrestleMania did not live up to the hype.
A lot of
dissing online. I saw people very disappointed in the lackluster WrestleMania, they called it.
Saturday night didn't reach the highs I wanted it to. Sunday did. Yeah, Sunday did. So it's just how you want to do
it. So you were.
I wasn't. I was annoyed at everybody else. That the amount of commercials was fucking insane. The matches were like on average like 10 minutes or less long. There was a little bit of like you guys messed with the formula too much. But there was some great matches and fucking Roman Reigns won the title. So all's right in my world. Okay. The bloodline's back. Fuck yeah!
Brock Lesnar retires.
Brock Lesnar retired and emotional. My friend Paige came back. I didn't see that. I haven't talked to her in many years, but like it was good. It was some surprises. No, I was overall. Look, man, I had a great day, man. You know, I was sitting there like having a blast. So.
Cena passed the torch to Danhausen.
Danhausen's killing, man. He might be too big for us now.
Oh.
Yeah, he's.
Well, all of a sudden, now that the office is shaping up, now he's too big for us.
I was his manager for a bit. He'll get in here. He'll get in here. But he's killing, man. It's like fucking wild how everybody liked him. And he was in AEW for so long, and they just didn't do anything with the guy. It's so good to see him go to WWE and just be a fucking runaway hit right away.
Yeah, I saw a brief clip of him talking to some young girl. I guess it was like she was super excited about meeting
him. Yeah, they took seats from up top and brought him down.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, but everybody in the backstage is taking – like everybody knows how hot he is right now. So like he's – Stone Cold Steve Austin's asking for photos with him and stuff like that. Yeah, so good for him. Real happy for him because he's also like a great guy.
That's good.
Yeah, I liked it. I disagree. I know what people are complaining about, and I have a lot of the same complaints. But you know, WrestleMania is also like it's a feeling. You know, you gotta bring yourself to the party. You gotta have fun with it.
Yeah.
So
well, I mean, I like this is your Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
For people who love wrestling, this is their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I feel like you know. This past year, Super Bowl was toilet. It wasn't a good game. It was boring. It didn't feel like a Super Bowl. It happens.
Any.
Yeah, I mean, there's always next year.
Any WrestleMania where Roman Reigns gets the title back for me is a massive success because it should be nowhere else but around his waist.
More wrestling stuff. CM Punk. Did you hear about this?
I got an altercation with a fan.
Yeah, with somebody who was taking a picture of his wife or recording his wife.
I get it. You know, I get it. Like it's after a show, you're just trying to go. I don't know why they fucking didn't have security. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I mean, I know for a fact every hotel has back alleys and stuff that the staff goes through. I don't know why they didn't take them through that. But it is hard, you know. Like I at the end of a show, you're tired, you're exhausted. You just lost the fucking title. He's the one that lost it to Roman Reigns. You just had the shit kicked out of him. Your wife just lost the title. Like they just won't leave you the fuck. Like, let these guys just go to their fucking room. Like, people forget that they're like humans. Like, just let them go to their fucking room. And they didn't, and it annoyed him.
He wants an apology.
For what?
I guess he smacked his phone out of it. Yeah, he smacked his fan's cell phone away in an altercation in the lobby of the MGM Grand following his loss to Roman Reigns in the main event.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
Footage showed a fan approaching women's professional wrestler Bayley and speaking with her while she embraced CM Punk's wife, AJ Lee. So I guess like this Bayley person was trying to talk to the
– Yeah, she's a wrestler. She's a pro wrestler. She's great too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at it now and he really is not – he's going after the guy. Like, dude, like after you made your point.
So show it again, get him? Oh, yeah. Like he's
like that I understand. This I don't.
Oh, going back at
going
him?
Going back at him. I'm like,
maybe the guy said something. Who knows?
But who cares?
Right.
Who cares? You just walk away. I get it. But I don't know. That CM Punk, he's known for this shit. And let's not forget, like, he's a professional wrestler. You know, these guys are rough and tumble life.
They are.
Yeah.
CM Punk, I remember he
hoodlums.
Was. Yep.
Actual hoodlums. Not anymore. I mean, back in the day, yeah. Now I don't even think. I think there is like cushioned as everybody else these days now. The job's hard, though.
CM Punk was one of the first guys to go on Twitter and shit on comic book men.
Really?
Yeah. Never forget it.
Well, he's the one that lost the title to Roman Reigns. So, in your fucking face. What did he say
Where are you
about
now,
what did
CM
he
Punk? Say? Comic book man?
Yeah.
No, I can't remember the exact. It was just that it sucked or it wasn't any good or whatever.
There's a lot of CM Punk fans, but there's also people who are not a lot of CM Punk fans. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There were people who were happy he lost the match.
I mean, you're looking at one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like Roman Reigns.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at that. Before turning it off, embarrassing. Wow. But what made – he didn't allow
– Oh, there you go. Wow. Get him. You are good. Embarrassing. So 5 minutes of the first episode, and it was so embarrassing that he turned it off.
It fucking, like, you know, that's that thing of just like, all right, so you're going on and you're shitting on everybody's work. Good for you.
Yeah, I know it's not as real as wrestling CM Punk.
All right, calm down. Let's not get into this.
He got a gig as a writer at Marvel.
Yeah, he wrote the thing, right, with Cullen Bunn.
I don't remember what it was, but I know that he's a legit comic book fan.
Yeah, he is a legit comic book
fan. Oh, yeah, it says right there. He wrote the Thor Annual number 1 in 2015 and a story for Strange Sports Stories.
His co-writer was Cullen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, nice. So in other words, the writer was Cullen?
Yeah, I guess so.
I've been reading his book.
Who?
Cullen's.
Oh, it's good. One, Bones? The Bones? Yeah, it's
I'm
good.
I'm like 10 chapters in.
Yeah, it's a good book. He did a good job.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Disdain for the show.
Disdain.
Disdain. He's not known for making friends.
No.
CM Punk, nah.
He's the heel guy?
No, I mean like in business and behind the scenes, like he gets fired from this company. He gets fired. Okay. Yeah, a little bit like that. But entertaining. I mean, fuck. Like I'm not upset when he's on mic. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. I just like Roman Reigns.
There you go. All right. Well, we're 30 Snoogans minutes in, so I'm going to read a couple spots here.
All right.
First, I'm going to tell a story about the wallet I had before the Ridge. It was a giant, crusty leather brick that was falling apart, and my back hurt because I was sitting uneven.
That sucks.
Mm, it does. That's why the Ridge is better.
A Ridge will fix all that, will it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I love my Ridge.
You don't need a chiropractor after you take a Ridge. Unique, slim, modern design that holds up to 12 cards plus cash. Made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Over 50 colors and styles to choose from. All Ridge products have a lifetime warranty. This is literally the last wallet you'll ever have to buy.
I'll tell you, when going through TSA, I was glad that I got the Ridge wallet that I have.
Yeah?
Because it made it so much easier to just, you know, slap it down and
Let
down
it go.
With it. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Easy to pull my ID out and stuff.
Yep. You just push that little notch. There's your ID.
Things slide right
beautiful.
Up. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Over 100,000 five-star reviews. It has RFID blocking technology to keep you safe from those digital pickpocketers. Losing your wallet is the worst, but with a Ridge tracker card, you will know where it is. Ridge just isn't about wallets. They create premium, everyday essentials like power banks, key cases, suitcases, rings, all built with the same sleek and durable design. And no matter what you pick, Ridge has a free shipping 99-day free risk trial and a lifetime warranty on all their products. So for a limited time, our listeners get 10% off at Ridge by using code TESD at checkout. Just head to ridge.com and use code TESD when you're all set. After your purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support the show and tell them Steve Dave sent you. Next. Mm-hmm. Blue Chew. Boing. The future of erectile function is here. Blue Chew Gold is changing the way of millions of men having sex in 2026. I saw a story the other day, and it was online somewhere, that a guy that erectile dysfunction is hitting guys younger and younger, like guys in their 20s and 30s.
Why?
I don't know. They said they weren't sure why, but it was
probably it's all that access to porn growing up. I think it wires your brain,
desensitizes you.
Yeah, I think it fucks you up,
jades you, huh?
Yeah,
it doesn't allow you to get aroused.
I think if you start watching that shit like as early as they can start watching it now, that it rewires your brain to only get aroused at like extreme stuff. So then when you're just going through the, you know, actual what used to be fucking good enough for us,
right?
It doesn't hit the same, it doesn't click the same switch in your head.
Used to be like,
so like Three's Company wouldn't give a kick, like just
wouldn't give you a twitch,
wouldn't arouse you.
No,
like, you know,
me it would, because
back,
I grew up
back, in, yeah, back yeah. in the day when you saw Suzanne Summers just
in those shorts,
yeah, 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 and jean shorts, but now you need to see like
no, you need to see some guy like fucking slapping across the face yeah. or whatever the hell I had
with her jean shorts.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's a good thing. I feel bad.
Really, you think it should be banned?
I think it would. I think there would be nothing bad that happened if. It was if young people
eradicated,
at least throttled.
Well, age restricted. I think adults who can handle
possible though, right?
Yeah, we're fucked. I think society's fucked as it is, right? No,
I agree.
Yeah, that Sunday Jeff coming out. Yeah, I mean,
does anything seem like it's working well since the internet came into our lives?
That's why Sundays like this. Like I said, if I could give everybody in the world just a week living this SJ lifestyle. And mindset, I think this country's back, baby.
Can't argue with
you. Yeah, you might not be wrong.
Yeah, we got to do something.
I think Sunday tapped out of the internet when the Simpsons game went got shut down. He was completely done with being online.
Tapped out.
Yeah.
Blue Chew, the new arousal boosting formula combines passion and performance into one tablet that dissolves under your tongue for super fast onset. No more waiting for a pill to kick in. No more moments ruined by performance anxiety. Just the results you want when you want them. Most ED meds only focus on blood flow, but Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining two ingredients for blood flow with two more for mental arousal and connection. So you're not just physically ready, you're actually in the mood. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile dysfunction. The process is simple and all online. Get started today at BlueChew.com and go for the gold. And ladies, if you're listening, send your man the link and make him a trophy husband with Blue Chew Gold. Turbocharge your love life and make it easy to get hard. Discover all your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code TESD. That's promo code TESD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to... poke holes in the Blue Chew argument, but would women...
Hold on, wait a second. Okay, go ahead.
Would wives, can they, with any sincerity, like, this is my trophy husband, but you have to juice to do it, though. Like, wouldn't the trophy be the guy who doesn't need the juice
doesn't
to do
need
it?
The Blue Chew?
20 years younger, he comes out with full of abs.
That's a trophy.
That's right. A trophy husband.
Unless you're talking like third place trophy or like participation trophy. Fights. Yeah,
yeah. I think everybody in this room is aged out of trophy husband abilities.
I don't know that I was ever there.
Yeah, no. I agree.
Right. Okay, we got one more Prize Picks and that's it. The regular season is wrapped and NBA playoffs are finally here. Do you watch the NBA, Walt?
I don't watch the NBA. I have been watching... a little bit of the Stanley Cup playoffs. My Devils aren't in it, so I don't have any rooting interest. And I find myself like not being able to stay engaged watching two teams I don't care about. Though.
Right.
What was it? The other night there was five people each in the penalty box?
I didn't watch it.
It's too sad. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, and every win means more when you're playing on Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Do it live. 2026 NBA Finals sweepstakes. Pick live squares during the NBA playoffs, and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you must you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during any part of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress.
It was funny at the bachelor party. This reminded me of that. You can bet on live sports while you're in Atlantic City. And Rupp got there and he asked me, because I could see the TV. He goes, what's the score of the Flyers-Penguins game? And I said, the Flyers are up. He goes, what period? I go, first period still. He goes, I'm going to go bet on the Penguins to come back. And I was like, you know, I don't know if he went and did it. And then later on in the evening, I asked him, did you go bet on the Penguins to win, to come back and win? He goes, no, I forgot. I was like, good thing you did. They didn't.
Well, they didn't come back and win.
He had a rough night.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to have any luck.
Losing streak.
Yeah, a bit of a losing streak.
It happens.
Thank God he didn't bet on the Penguins, though.
People were avoiding him like he was a cooler.
Yeah, that happens. I've been that guy.
It's available in all 50 states. Prize Picks, get in on the action, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. And they have early payouts. They have Flex Play and Power Play, which means how you play is up to you. If you want flexibility, choose Flex Play, where you can get paid even if one of your picks misses. Stacks. Prize Picks offer stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to make picks on your favorite players' points, rebounds, and assists? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TESD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TESD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Right.
Nice.
That's it for spots today.
I have two quick plugs I'd like to give out. Okay. That's all right.
That was a good time.
Joe DeRosa started an online show called Vile and Horrendous, and it's just him basically sitting in like a chair just talking to the camera for an hour and complaining.
Oh boy.
And drinking, and it's like the closest you can get to hanging out with a drunk Joe DeRosa without hanging out. Yeah, it's fun.
And he lives in Austin now, so it's more difficult to hang out with him.
Yeah, so I sat there, and I actually listened to it the other day.
And he moved to Texas?
He's in Texas now, yeah.
What made him go there?
Like the comedy, I think the comedy scene down there is just where it's at.
If you're trying to build a career, or mothership is.
Yeah, like apparently like a comedy scene down in Austin has gone on, which is weird because DeRosa's not really like part of that scene, but I think a lot of his friends are. So I don't know.
So it's a more happening scene in New York right now.
I believe so, but you have to remember, I don't know. I'm not on the scene. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't really know. But yeah, I think it is. I think like the big names went down there for the tax purposes. And also during all the cancel culture shit, they were like, I'm going where people don't care. And did it. And they became millionaires because of it. But so I think it's kind of down there. And also, it's also like kind of convenient to a traveling comedian going everywhere, like because you're kind of in the middle of the
country.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know. But so that Vile Horrendous, it's
so
really
fun. So he's there 24/7, 12 months out of the year. He lives in Texas.
He
now.
Does. He didn't want to. He had a place in he didn't want to, but something happened. He had to sell his place.
So the sub place is gone too?
No, that's still open.
Sandwich place?
Yeah, that's still open. But and then, all right, so Vile Horrendous is fun. It's just listen. No, it's great. And then, what the fuck was that? Oh, and I'm going to be in the Netflix as a joke festival on Doug Benson's show next week.
Okay.
I think it's Thursday. But he asked me, we went so well in QS. He was like, you want to come do it again? So it's a rematch between me and DeRosa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, at the Netflix. It's a joke festival in Los Angeles next week or the week after, first week of May. I don't know. Doug Benson Netflix.
Festival. Look it up.
Yeah. So those two things I just wanted to put out there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I never get to promote shows. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I got the
two in one show.
Psh, there we go. This is great.
I had questions, Walt, but I'm not sure if you're up for answering them. You seem a little bit down today.
No.
May 7th, 7 p.m., Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. Thank you, get him.
Oh, I didn't see you go at Q when he looked at his phone, when you know.
Because he wasn't staring at it for like 2 minutes straight.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I didn't even notice. I didn't realize you had me on the clock.
Yeah, a little bit. I got a timer right in front of me.
True.
I can count on the clock. I was going to wonder, like, if Jimmy came to you because his Michelle was a runaway bride.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
How do you console him?
First of all, good for Michelle.
She finally came to her senses.
Yeah. I'd still send her a wedding gift, help her in a new life.
I mean, better to know now
than
to, you know, find out a year from now or whenever it may be, you know, when it's too late and then you have to get a messy divorce and everything. Mm-hmm. I would try to put the spin on it that it was a positive that this happened before the wedding?
Like, well, I love her. I'm never going to love anyone else.
We both know that's not true, Jim. Oh. You love somebody else.
I love my W.C. Fields dartboard. Yeah, that's a good point.
He'd get over it.
Better to know now than to in a year.
Why do you ask?
Oh, no. I saw something about a runaway bride and it just made me think of Jimmy and Michelle.
I was talking to a guy that works on Jokers. You know, great guy, young guy, 29. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, how's it going with that girl? Because last time I'd seen him, he moved in with a girl and they were getting married or getting engaged. And he was like, ah, no, we broke up. I go, oh, well, who did it? He goes, no, I did it. I go, didn't she live with you? And he goes, yeah. He goes, and then we broke up and she had to live with me for 3 weeks and before she moved out. And I was like, how great was it that first day in the house when she was gone? And he goes, it's the best feeling I've ever had in my life. And it made me think of all the feelings I'll never have again in my life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Cause like, hey, that's not going to happen to me with some girl's going to move in. And I'm like, I don't want her to be here. Like, and I was like, oh, that, what a great feeling mm-hmm. to be like, my house is mine again. She's
free.
Gone.
Free.
He goes, I shit with the door open all the time now. I was like, oh, what a great feeling.
If you were living alone, would you do that still, Walt? Or would you just by force of habit close the door? Because I always close the door, regardless of who's home or not.
I would do it with the door open.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't even think twice this about it. Cats could come in. They could look at me. They could walk out. Yeah.
That's a good point. When I'm home all alone, and I know I'm home all alone because – you know, everybody's at work and I'm not. I will leave the door open because Teddy. Is more comfortable, seeing me.
Yeah.
Even if I'm doing that, he's happy.
Does he like lock eyes with you?
No. But he's more comfortable if the door is open in any situation.
Yeah.
Do you remember Leona Helmsley, of course?
Of course, yeah.
Now, do you remember the dog or dogs that she left all her money to?
Yeah, I approved. It was actually the first thing ever that she did that I liked about her.
I don't think Walt's kids are getting any money. I think everything's going to Teddy.
Well, it's actually in my will that my cats, there's someone
are taken care of.
And then as long as there's a fund for the cats, and as long as they die of natural causes – the person that I've assigned this to gets to keep the rest of the money after the cats go.
Okay, so they have a best interest.
Right, if they die of fucking anything remotely shady, all of it goes to some animal charity. So I've set it up so
what,
this
that tainted cat food he ate.
But got to be the most natural, of course. It's a six-figure fund I set up, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot for a cat. Now, will there be an autopsy just in case?
I have very, very powerful attorneys that
all
would
right.
be – I mean, the person that I've chosen
law.
Is – I don't think would do anything like that, but
– send your cat to an early grave.
Yeah, but I did put it in there in case something happens to me. But I just want to go back for a second because when I was driving out here, I was thinking about it. I was like, when you're a kid and like you're thinking about growing older and you're just thinking about your life, like it's such a unique feeling that I don't know if many – because I've had girls that have lived with me mm-hmm. that have left, that have gotten out. And I've had that first night, first week in the house of my own place by myself. And it's a fucking glorious feeling. And it's not something that they teach in school.
Let me tell you, years ago, I moved into the shittiest shit box in all of Port Monmouth.
Yeah.
It still felt fucking awesome because it was at the time that the separation happened.
Yeah.
And I was in my own place away from her. Didn't have to worry about her.
Such a great feeling.
It fucking felt awesome.
It's the best. And it's like, I think if people knew that or were told that that feeling exists, a lot of people would break up more. You know what I mean? I think they would because it is – when you shed someone that you don't want living with you, you know what I mean? You're out of a relationship. It's like, fuck, my life's mine again. Like I'm the captain of my own destiny. Now, what you do with it at that point, who knows? But man, I was really jealous of that feeling. I was like, what a great feeling I'll never feel.
That's pretty funny. Let's see here. What else do I got? This was for Walt, and this is a tough decision for you.
Okay.
All right. You're in a minor tiff with your wife.
Minor.
Yeah, just minor.
Okay.
Remember that feeling I just described?
But as you're walking out the door, she gives you like a little bit of a parting shot, and your response is, what you could do, try shutting the fuck up, and then you walk out the door. That's okay. One choice.
All right.
Your other choice is at Oliver's birthday party, you have to wear a shirt with a cartoon donkey on it with a puff of like air coming out of his ass. And it says like hoof, like H-O-O-F, and then farted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defend it as your favorite graphic tee and refuse to take it off during the birthday party. which is easier to get past the fam.
Well, who's requesting I wear the shirt?
Well, somebody, you know, somebody
My
has.
My daughter would not want that.
No, your daughter doesn't want it.
Nobody wants that.
It's the same shadowy figure that always fucking wants situations like this. You got to pick one.
I probably would do the verbal.
The verbal, huh?
Yeah.
Easier
yeah.
to get over? Or it's easier, just shorter?
Because then everybody's in it. Because then the whole time everybody's just so annoyed that I'm wearing the shirt.
They're annoyed by
off.
It.
Yeah. And it's way more – the repercussions last way longer though. And if like – of causing
pictures.
Discomfort and
that's so stupid.
Nobody would forget it easily, and it would be the
You'd
cause
be
of much strife probably if I
really?
if I refused to take it off. Nobody would be happy with me. In this one scenario, only my wife's unhappy with me though.
That's true. That's
yeah,
a good point.
So
yeah.
Like everybody in the like, you know, everybody at the party is not happy with me. That's tougher, you know, mm-hmm. to come back from.
Nobody
like,
that's
enjoys
shirt.
Nobody gets nobody. Nobody's like
no. Really? Everybody going to that party, not one person, huh?
What's worse?
No. Why would anybody? If I went to somebody's party and I saw the grandfather wearing that shirt, I'd be like
I swear to God, I didn't even see that shirt. It just occurred to me like when I was in the shower the other day.
I never saw Harded. I always saw it hoof-arted.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I could find. Yeah.
Hoof-arted.
Yeah, that's a horse.
What's worse, that shirt or the No Fat Chick shirt?
Oh yeah. God. The No Fat Chick
no
shirt,
fat
would
chick
be,
shirt
would be horrible. Dynamic to try to have a party in.
For what it wants to accomplish, there's really no better example of the form than the No Fat Chick shirt.
There's no meat on that bone.
There's
three words.
It's the perfect, like, for what they're trying to accomplish.
Right.
It's
the, what they're trying to get across.
It's the perfect shirt. It's the best shirt in the world. You know, whether you can
support. You don't even need the silhouette of the fat chick.
Just No Fat Chicks is enough. Mm-hmm. It tells you everything you need to know about the person wearing the shirt. Oh, God.
Back in times that were more accepting and not so judgmental, you and I were talking about like just how funny it would be to make a shirt that said that midget stole my fat chick.
Yeah. It was that. And we had a conversation the first time we went to QS about wearing a No Fat Chick shirt. But the purpose was to be a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do it, but we were dying laughing, being like, what kind of an asshole wears a No Fat Chick
shirt? You see him.
You see him.
Crack kills. A picture of Bart Simpson getting crushed by a fat woman's ass.
Which the word midget is interesting because it was brought back at WrestleMania.
Was it?
Danhausen came out with about a dozen little people dressed as him. And it was a pretty funny bit, and they were called like Danhausen's midgets. And the announcer even said, like, this is what they want to be called. Like, we're calling them what they want to be called. They asked to be called midgets.
Right.
So they were throwing the word midget around on WrestleMania the other day.
Huh, that's interesting. Nichelle did a show, it lasted one season about micro wrestling, yep. And they wanted to be called midgets.
Yeah.
And it wasn't allowed by the network.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hmm. Yeah, here they are.
He's riding out on what appears to be a Zamboni.
No, it's a coffin.
Oh, yeah, it's a coffin.
Like a Dragula
it's a Dragula car. All right. And all the mini Danhausens are following him.
Yeah, they want to be called midgets. Which, again, who decided the word was offensive?
Other people.
Some fucking white person.
So it's like
of normal size.
Yeah. Look at him go.
He's not your typical – I mean, he's – in fantastic shape, but he's not this giant.
No, he's not. He's not. Which is why some people don't like him. They're like, why is this guy, you know, doing it? But like, you know, he's got a routine. He's got a bit, and he's a good wrestler. He's just not like jacked mm-hmm. like all those other guys are. So it's like you can only put him in the match with guys of his size without being like he gets smashed. But he's also a good wrestler. So
how tall is he?
It's a bunch of mini Danhausens knocking guys out of the ring.
Yeah, look at him go.
Or is it just because he looks a little bit shorter because he's standing amongst these giants?
He's, you know, the Miz is a tall guy. John Cena is a tall guy.
Yeah.
Little balls tap there. Look at all those people. 55,000 people.
55,000 people went?
Yeah.
What arena was that?
That was Allegiant And in Vegas?
Vegas.
Yeah.
I remember when we went to see that wrestling event in
We went to Philly. Or Baltimore. I think it was Philly.
Yeah, was it Philly? It was nearby.
One of my firehouse guys went.
Yeah. And it was weird. Like during the actual wrestling matches, the crowd wasn't as amped up as when they were playing stuff on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, you caught a weird night.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get audiences like that where it just doesn't
translate.
Everything doesn't fire on all cylinders.
Mm.
I actually thought night one of WrestleMania was that. I think that was a lot of the reason some of the people were like not that into it. I thought the crowd was a little low energy the first night, which is rough.
Does that take away from it?
Yeah, because it's distracting. You're like, mm-hmm. why isn't the crowd getting into it?
And they don't sweeten it, huh? They don't pipe in some.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But there's only so much you can do when everybody's sitting.
Right. you know what I mean? True. Yeah. And not clapping.
Yeah.
And not cheering.
Yeah.
That's why the seats at MetLife are different colors. So it doesn't appear as jarring if there's people. If you have low attendance.
All right.
The other thing I wanted to ask Walt has anyone ever asked to take a peek in your bag, your devil's bag? Because I noticed on Comic Book Men when we were doing the Tales Behind the Fake Counter, we went to the Pez factory, and you have a black bag with you, a full-size gym-like duffel bag.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in AC, you had the same thing, except it was a devil's bag.
Yeah.
What is in there that you need to carry around with you?
Simple.
Okay.
I did not want to wear a buttoned-up shirt all night long.
Oh, okay.
I also wasn't sure how cold it would be, so I had bought a buttoned-up shirt and a hoodie in my bag, and I didn't want to carry them around with me all day long, so I brought my bag with me, which has a strap that I could put over me.
Right, okay.
And just walk around not having to carry it. And it had – and plus it has like pencils and my stylus, my iPad.
Oh, in case you feel like busting out a picture real quick.
No, just because I didn't feel like taking it out of the bag. It just stays in the bag. But, it was no big mystery.
No?
No, the reason I had it in Comic Man was because I had to bring the fucking Pez with me.
Oh, the Pez.
That was supplied by the crew.
What is it about a button-up shirt you don't like? This is a new one. I wasn't aware that you had
Do you ever see me wearing button-up shirts?
Never. But I thought that was just like a choice of, you know, like comfort.
It's both, yeah. It's comfort and I'm much more comfortable in a hoodie or a t-shirt.
You don't groove on buttons?
No, I don't like buttons.
All right. What about you, Q? You have anything against button-up shirts?
He's wearing one right now.
That's a zip-up.
A zip-up.
I know Hawaiian shirts are button-up. I wear them fairly often.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't aware of this. Mm. Although I should have paid more attention over the past 50 years. Since fifth grade, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I learned it years ago when I wanted to buy him a hoodie that he doesn't like zip-ups.
Zip-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate zip-up hoodies too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many. I do like the design of them and everything, but in practicality, yeah, I find myself not liking them.
I just don't zip them up.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. My wife has been asking for a while now. She's like, when's Walt going to make another zip-up hoodie, do you think? Now I know. Probably never.
I would make them just because I don't like to wear it doesn't mean I wouldn't make one. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
would
definitely make one. Still hope in the future.
Yeah, there you go.
Going to a Broadway show this weekend?
What show?
Where are you going this
week? Rocky Horror Picture Show, back on Broadway.
Back on Broadway. Nice.
I'm excited about that.
Who's in it?
Juliette Lewis is in it, which is cool.
Dreyfuss?
Juliette Lewis.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the one who was in Seinfeld?
No, not Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Julia Lewis.
The one from Natural Born Killers.
Oh, okay.
I believe in it. And then
you're right, Cape Fear.
Yeah. There are a few people in it. Harvey Guillen, who played Guillermo on What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in it. He's the reason I'm going. We had him on Joke. He's a great guy. Oh, there you go. Rachel Dratch, who I know you're not the biggest fan of.
At least she's the narrator.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of cool.
And do you like the story?
Oh, I love Rocky Horror.
I used to know them because I used to go. Yeah.
When I was in high school and stuff like that.
All the hijinks that you're supposed to do. Participation.
Throughout my 20s, I could do them all. Now I don't know.
You've forgotten them, huh?
I've forgotten them.
It's like riding a bike, though. Once you get in there,
we'll see. I don't know that because I saw it the last time it was on Broadway in the late 90s, and people in the audience weren't doing it. I think a Broadway show is, I don't know. We'll see. I'll let you know.
You have to bring that stuff with you, I imagine.
Yeah. They don't let you bring that shit into theaters and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think when I saw it in the 90s, they gave you like a kit to do it, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like what you you know, pull off when you go to a movie theater at midnight and shit like that.
Right. I've never seen it. Never seen the movie.
Oh, it's awesome.
Never seen
the play. Dude.
Never seen any of it. Have you seen it, Walt?
I've seen parts of it.
He is so good. Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Dude, it's an unbelievable performance. Like, you should watch it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing quite like it. It's kind of nuts. His performance is like, you're like, how does this guy in that movie have the balls to pull off this performance?
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's great.
I only had one opportunity to see it years ago. We were at a con in Miami. And I was sitting there watching it, and Ming came in like about 5-10 minutes
in. He's in fishnets.
Yeah, he's in fishnets and Frank and Weenie. And he had like two or three strippers with him, and they all got real.
Well, it's Ming, of course.
I was like, all right, this might prove fruitful. Not the case at all. Within 10 minutes, I was like, I'm out of here. I left. They were so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
They fucked up my whole Rocky Horror experience. Oh, man. To see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to take me to the play?
You want me to see if I can get another ticket for this weekend?
No, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, though.
I don't know that seeing it on Broadway is the first time you should see it.
No.
Yeah, I really think you should watch the movie. It's Tim Curry's like, you're going to be blown away.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll watch it tonight.
Watch it tonight. Let me know what you think.
All right. I'll let you know.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah, I know people love singing along and shit and all that stuff. How do you feel about that? Because like a lot of times, like people in plays and shit, they like Wicked is especially one of those.
No,
plays
I don't
or movies. You, like people
want
to sing along.
Don't
and shit.
Sing. I don't want it. Rocky Horror is a little different because it's built on that, but
audience participation.
Yeah, but I don't want to go see Hamilton and have some fucking
somebody in your ears
no good sing Nick along. Singing about like you know Aaron Burr in my ear. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's become a problem in like the people, especially it's like with these Wicked people, especially.
I've honestly never really, that's not a problem I've had in any musical I've ever seen. Most people know to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know in the movies it's an issue too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, didn't they start doing like versions of the movies with sing-alongs
where you can? Right,
yeah, that sounds good. Go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here with this.
I know.
Trying to watch Wicked.
My parting thing is I want to just make almost a PSA, I guess.
Ooh.
When somebody dies, it's a sad occasion usually.
Mm.
Sometimes usually, not so usually. But usually.
I've had some victories.
Mm. But that doesn't mean we need to fucking release balloons. Can we stop releasing these fucking mass balloons into the fucking environment where they're going to pop and some fucking seabird is going to eat them? Or
same thing for graduations.
Graduation, you know, any of that fucking shit. Can we stop releasing balloons into the fucking environment? It doesn't fucking mean they're going to heaven to your fucking your lost one.
Yeah. Just what happened to you? What happened that brought this up?
I saw some balloons being released today. I was like, what the fuck is with people anymore?
Now you,
why do they need to do this?
Are you going by the helium balloons or those paper fire balloons?
I'm going by helium balloons.
Okay.
The ones with the mylar.
The lanterns is like, who cares, right? It's paper.
But the mylar
ones. It's on fire, so it could actually come down and start a fire.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea either way.
I don't do that either.
Yeah.
I don't release anything into the air. Except who farted.
Who farted?
Yeah.
You don't like that, though, huh? Get him?
What?
You don't like the balloons released in the air?
No, because, like, especially the paper lanterns with the fire, because, you know, I'm averse to fire now for some reason. Your house
like
burns
the fucking scarecrow over here.
Your house burns down, and then, you know, you
aren't
get a little.
People averse to fire?
You'd be surprised. Like, you know, like you have a house fire, and you realize exactly, like, what damage it does, and just how, just even just a little fire.
Has there ever been a case, an instance of one of these? Balloons starting a house fire?
But they've actually started like regular fires.
Forest fires.
I can't
imagine why they're illegal then.
They're not, but people just release them anyway.
Where do they get them?
They order them on like Amazon and online.
Really?
Yeah.
Where would these balloons be used safely though?
I guess apparently in China they are used safely over there. But now they're, you know, people, you know, bring them to America and set them off, and you know they have no concept that these what goes up comes down.
This is worse than what's in your gym bag conversation.
Quick, say it.
Tell them, Steve Day.
There you go.